Chapter 34. That to him who loveth, God is sweet above all things and in all things. Behold, God is mine, and all things are mine. What will I more, and what more happy thing can I desire? O delightsome and sweet world, that is to him that loveth the Word, not the world, neither the things that are in the world. 1 John 2:15. My God, my all, to him that understandeth, that word sufficeth, and to repeat it often is pleasing to him that loveth it. When thou art present, all things are pleasant. When thou art absent, all things are wearisome. Thou makest the heart to be at rest, givest it deep peace and festal joy. Thou makest it to think rightly in every matter, and in every matter to give thee praise. Neither can anything please long without thee, but if it would be pleasant and of sweet savour, thy grace must be there, and it is thy wisdom which must give unto it a sweet savour. To him who tasteth thee, what can be distasteful? And to him who tasteth thee not, what is there which can make him joyous? But the worldly wise, and they who enjoy the flesh, these fail in thy wisdom. For in the wisdom of the world is found utter vanity, and to be carnally minded is death. But they who follow after thee through contempt of worldly things, and mortification of the flesh, are found to be truly wise, because they are carried from vanity to verity, from the flesh to the spirit. They taste that the Lord is good, and whatsoever good they find in creatures, they count it all unto the praise of the Creator. Unlike, yea, very unlike, is the enjoyment of the Creator to enjoyment of the creature, the enjoyment of eternity and of time, of light uncreated and of light reflected. O light everlasting, surpassing all created lights, dart down thy ray from on high, which shall pierce the inmost depths of my heart. Give purity, joy, clearness, life to my spirit, that with all its powers it may cleave unto thee with rapture passing man's understanding. O when shall that blessed and longed-for time come, when thou shalt satisfy me with thy presence, and be unto me all in all? So long as this is delayed, my joy shall not be full. Still, ah me, the old man liveth in me. He is not yet all crucified, not yet quite dead. Still he lusteth fiercely against the spirit, wageth inward wars, nor suffereth the soul's kingdom to be in peace. But thou, who rulest the raging of the sea, and stillest the waves thereof when they arise, rise up and help me, scatter the people that delight in war. Psalm 68:30. Destroy them by thy power, show forth, I beseech thee, thy might, and let thy right hand be glorified. For I have no hope, no refuge, save in thee, O Lord my God.